Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, and it is officially, I'm told, the last day that Carl is on vacation. Bo Morgan, nice enough to fill in. Well, you got to sleep in. That'd be nice today.
Yeah, I slept to 6 o'clock this morning. That was great. I mean, it was phenomenal. It's just so rare.
Yeah, you got the baby, so there's no sleeping.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Tough. But nice thanks to Bo for filling in a couple of days. And, again, everybody, Mike Johnson and Arch and Abe. And, it takes a village to fill in for Carl. We had a lot of fun. But Big Man will be back. Hopefully, you know, the reason Carl and I are so successful is he's the only guy who can put up with me. And that's why we have to rotate lots of guys in. Day-Day has to put up with me on a daily basis. But, you know, you don't really hear him complaining because he's behind the glass. Hey, man, we like to start off every hour of every show with a big hearty, hey, man. Now, thanks to Big O back there. And catch our pre-show. It's called Behind the Curtain, where we let you see the secret sauce. And you get to see dogs in the background. And sometimes babies as well. Hey, man, a reminder, the morning shift at Publix, Paces Ferry Center. You guys have been having a blast hitting the bricks. And I want to hear you, you know, slicing some meat. You are the meat man. Jumping in the deli, putting on the hairnet, and going to work.
Yeah, they've let me back there, but they've not let me touch anything. So they even made me wear a hair and beard net. It was kind of cool.
Nice.
But they've been phenomenal. I love going to these Publixes.
And we're getting big crowds. Guys are coming with their families before work. Again, it's early, 6 to 9. The Publix at Paces Ferry Center. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game will be there with Allie, Mike, and the aforementioned Bo. It's going to be a blast. Brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. We were joking around. You know, you can kind of just sit back and relax and watch Sunday Ticket or all the games or go to your sports bar without the Falcons because of Thursday. They get this mini bye week. Is Drake London going to play against Arizona? And do you want him to play?
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
We don't want him, but should he play?
Yeah, I want him to play. I love seeing Drake play. I think it would be, you know, maybe you could answer the question about that everybody's asking, would Pitts be getting as many, and he won't get as many targets, but some of the targets and some of the routes that he's getting a run if Drake's in there. I'm not sure. I actually thought he'd be back for Tampa. So I was a little bit surprised that he wasn't. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do come Wednesday with that injury report and where he's at, because it's going to be, what, almost a month now.
Right. And I just know with all the injuries, and we'll get into that, guys, as part of the strong arm story with two of the biggest names in the sport being shut down and now being shut down for the start of next season, potentially. We'll get into that. But I don't want to see Drake, because anytime you're kind of nursing something, it always seems like another body part gets jacked up. And we've seen that happen here. But Drake, the key for me is, can you get both Drake and Pitts? Because now Pitts has jumped up to, like, in again, we have the Pitts haters, the Pitts fans, and I've been both. I said at one point this season, Bob, I said, if I never see Pitts on the field, and he puts together three of the best games of his career, thanks to Kirk Cousins, because he's got a reliable delivery system, and Drake's not there to take away the routes. Here's Kirk on the big win on Thursday night.
Top, like you said, to make the final play. Proud of just the way we fought. It's fun to win as a team when all three phases have to make plays to make it happen, and it wasn't easy, and that makes it all the more worth it at the end.
Was great, man. And now Pitts, as we said, with those three scores, he's like he's got a chance. He's got to average like 67 yards in the next three to get over 1,000 yards receiving. there's also, as some people have said, you can't be swayed by three good games when the body of work is so inconsistent. You brought that up this morning. There was injuries. You know, everyone recovers from injuries at their own pace. He was, unfortunately, the injury that occurred in the 22 season lingered into 23. Mm-hmm. And then last year, there was enough aggravation. Like, it was the stuff that we always complain about. Some days he can be on, like those games in Tampa, the game in Tampa last year, and then what we saw Thursday night. And then there's, like, the drops, like Berlin. If he catches that touchdown pass, pressure is on the Colts. It's a completely different football game.
Yeah, and he's had 14 touchdowns in his career, six of them against Tampa. He had a three-game stretch last year, very similar. And ironically enough, one of those games came against Tampa Bay, and then it kind of tapered off. The problem for me is that if he's going to be here, I can't have him as a tight end anymore. Like, we just cannot continue to try to say we're a run-first team, and you can't get consistent effort blocking or performance blocking from your number one tight end. I'd try to move him to a wide receiver and figure out what else you could do with that position. It's nothing personal against Pitts. It's just that I'm on the same plane with you when you say I can't watch it anymore. I can't hear about the potential. And if they just schemed him. Look, either you're really freaking good or you got to be schemed open. One of which I can't pay $15 million a year for if you're on a franchise tag him or pay a huge contract. It's not personal with Pitts, but I want to go back and get a traditional tight end that can catch the football and block, because that's what you need. And then make Charlie Warner more of an H-back type player if you're going to do that, because he's so good at that type of a role.
You got to find a way to get both things working. That's where I get back to Zach. And we discussed earlier, Matt Ryan did a podcast, an interview where he was basically saying, you know, you got a lot of OCs stunting young quarterbacks' growth. Well, I need to have some imagination to find a way, because as Arch laid out, great job by Dave on Friday of saying, and Bo just touched on it, Kirk Cousins is throwing to the spots that are generally occupied by Drake London, but now Pitts is getting involved. We said back in August, I know you, maybe you didn't feel as confident about it as Carl and I, but man, Bijan out of the backfield. Hell, you could have Bijan stacked behind, you know, some of your receivers. Then you throw Pitts in the mix. Now our defense is going to defend all that. And it never happened like that. Yeah. It just never seems to happen like that.
Yeah, and it felt like after that first, you know, Penix was really good that first game. He felt comfortable in the system. Remember, he threw for a ton of yards because you couldn't run the football. That first Bucs game you played, Bijan and Algier ran for like 48 yards with over 20-something carries. It was, you had to throw the football, and Penix moved around. Remember the plays he made with his legs? He looked like Superman out there.
Right.
That kind of went away. At some point, we got to the fact that Penix didn't even look comfortable throwing the ball across the middle. There weren't a lot of middle-breaking routes, it felt like. It just felt like it got out of sync, and for whatever reason, you never got back into the real sync. I hear what Matt's saying, and I don't disagree, because who am I to disagree with a future Hall of Fame quarterback? The reality, though, for me is I feel like a lot of that is due to what these guys come out with in college. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that you don't have time. I mean,
no, and the OCs are under the gun. Like,
yeah.
But you got a young first-time offensive coordinator. I said to you earlier, I just thought part of the business model was the assumption I'm going to have 2 years with Kirk Cousins minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, now I had to pivot, and then we get into then there's the things with Penix where, you know, why does the footwork look so bad? I know we've gone round and round about the pistol. You know, there's teams that use the pistol, but do we overuse the pistol with Penix? And now you see Kirk and so many good things happening off of play action with him under center, in addition to him in the pistol. Things can be true. But I think the stuff that Kurt Warner talked about and Breeze talked about on the national broadcast, I know Orlovsky diagrammed a lot of that stuff earlier in the year. I think a lot of folks look at that and go, Zach, what are you doing?
But is that a product of saying, hey, you know what? Because of your conversations and meetings behind closed doors, I don't know this. This is my opinion or my theory. That, you know what, you're not comfortable in the center of what you're seeing. So I'm going to put you back here. It's easy for you to see. You don't have to do as much. You can just turn and boom and go. And that's why they took him so much out of center. That could be a real truth when you're dumbing it down to try to win football games, because you don't feel like you'll be here if you don't next year.
Right. Now, me, I said this to Coach, and by the way, it'll be so much fun to talk to Coach about a win. You know, that was a great one on Thursday. Coach Rye got real animated on the sideline, if you saw, because you were up in the booth, him screaming, you know, at the cameras. The refs, the penalties were insane. I thought that, you know, as you mentioned, and we talked about it earlier, AJ was just, like, it was a bad night for him. Some of the holding penalties, little ticky-tack, but at by and large, I thought that, you know, a third of the penalties were nonsense for the fact, but it's still, you got way too many flags.
Oh, a ton. And it was funny how a couple of things. It's funny how at the end of the game, Bucks fans were like, we were cheated because of the fumbles that they didn't recover, and somehow that was a conspiracy. Yet they just ignored the fact that there was 19 penalties committed by one team and four for the other. Mike, three times in NFL history, there's been that discrepancy.
Right.
One was 1944. The other two were this year. And you know who reffed the other two games? Carl freaking Cheffers.
Right. And you know what the – that's Super Bowl 51, right? He was the man in charge?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, it's just with the Jake Matthews false start, which you see that kind of stutter step every time.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Hey, man, the defense is doing a great job. We've talked a lot about where this team may go. Let me throw this at you, Falcon fans. What if Fontenot comes back, Raheem returns, but you replace Zach Robinson and you replace your special teams coach? Is that enough to, if you've been like me and you've been just hopping mad and you want some heads, and again, this isn't firing people just to fire people, but get an OG in there, maybe a guy with a little more experience as a offensive coordinator, because whenever Penix comes back, you can't throw that out. You've got to. Or some people who say Penix is now damaged because they don't have the faith that you have in Penix Jr.
Well, I think it's – look, I understand because of the injuries. But remember, it was a different knee. It wasn't the knee that he had surgery on twice, and it wasn't his shoulder. I think you got to be careful, because the last thing you want to do is draft a guy eight, give up on him after 12 games, and then see him go turn into Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, right? Because all those guys were great college quarterbacks. And then they were in bad situations. And so, to me, that's something that you really don't want to do. And then what do? Who are you going to go draft? Like, we have to be careful just giving up on people so quickly, because that's what bad organizations do. That's what the Clevelands and the New York Jets and the New York Giants and, you know, name the team, the Raiders, all these teams, they give up on players too quickly. They give up on coaches too quickly. And when you constantly have turnover, you never build anything. You can't build what you think you want. You just turn into bad organizations.
Right. And then the defensive side, you know, I mentioned Fontenot earlier. We touched on it briefly last hour. They were totally locked in on James Pierce Jr. And then Jalen Walker fell to you. Unfortunately for him, it's been a little bit of those, I would say, soft tissue injuries, more on the injuries coming up around the league in the strong arm story. But you got it right. You got two great pieces. Hughes looks like he's going to be out, it sounds like, for this week against Arizona. I'd love next season if you can find a great corner second round opposite AJ. You buy that if that was on your shopping list? Or do you got to go beef up the nose tackle or the defensive front in your 3-4?
Well, I think you got to figure out what are you going to do with Jesse Bates moving forward, because he's going to be going into the last year of a deal. You got to figure out what are you going to do with Caden Ellis. He's right in the last year of a deal. Yeah, you could use some more up front, because David Onyemata has been your most consistent D lineman as far as the run game. He's going to be up this year. And then you got to turn around and say, well, what do you got at tight end? And you don't have a ton of draft picks. And you got to look at the wide receiver room, depending on what you do with Darnell Mooney.
Right. Well, I first thing, I got to be honest. Mooney's adios. I'm gonna either the draft or try to do it on the cheap in free agency, which ain't easy. I get it. I know you're giving me the look.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You got a lot. You know.
Right. Mooney is just too inconsistent. But that's what he was in Chicago. That's what his rep was in the Bears.
And I think Hughes has been pretty good this year for the most part. He's had moments, but look. That's what DBs do.
Yep, he's older, but hey, man, we'll come back. We're going to talk about it. The biggest name, the face of the NFL, is down and out, and the Chiefs are done. And the other storylines from the NFL weekend, plus the feel-good story of the weekend, couldn't give us the Cinderella story. We'll explain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A little sidebar on the Falcons here on Dukes and Bell. Why am I talking like Fireman Ken? Squidbill and I were just talking about the interior defensive line. And Bo was just saying, well, just say what you just said, because I was asking you about Rook and Onyemata, because it seems like we're getting gashed in the run game sometimes.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's kind of the style that the teams want to run downhill against you. But when you're attacking like that, you're getting down, you're trying to get in the backfield. Well, sometimes when that happens, you can over pursue, and that means there's holes. And some teams have done a really good job at exploiting that. There have been times too where you've gotten pinned in the inside and guys have bounced it out, like Jonathan Taylor's big run. But go back to last weekend or Thursday, 88 yards for a three-headed monster of that Tampa run game that ran for over 100 and something yards against the Saints the week before.
I know that the defense, we just have a little short list for thinking about what we want to do in the offseason. Still got a couple of games left. Want to see Drake out there. Not sure about Drake. It sounds like Mike Hughes is certainly not going to play. Stay tuned on that. We'll get the injury information first up Wednesday. And again, guys, Kirk Cousins right here on Dukes and Bell after our talk with Raheem. Can't wait for that. Carl's back in action. Squid Billy in for Bo today on Dukes and Bell. This hour of the show brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center Kennesaw. They didn't look good all year. Some people are saying, you know, yes, in a game of inches or a game of one possessions, which the NFL is, and the refs are in your corner, everybody's chirping about Kansas City because this year it's like the refs made up for 5 years of calls in one season. And then how many times, guys, I said this to Day-Day earlier, our producer, have we seen Patrick Mahomes come out and have either land funny or his ankle gets twisted or his knees bent backwards and he's limping off the field. And like James Brown, when they throw him the cape and he magically gets up, he returns to the game. Unfortunately for Mahomes, he is now done for the season, official with the ACL. Here's what Andy Reid had to say after the game.
Patrick hurt his left knee. We'll get an MRI tomorrow or this evening, whenever they get him in there. It didn't look good. So, I mean, you guys saw it. So we'll just see where it goes.
And as we said, that was before the news came down official. He says, Patrick Mahomes on his own Twitter page, don't know why this had to happen. And not going to lie, it hurts. But all we can do now is trust in God, attack every single day over and over. Thank you, Chiefs Kingdom, for support. I'll be back stronger than ever. Now, the question, of course, becomes with Patrick Mahomes, how quickly does he get back? What is it, 8 months? The best case is Adrian Peterson, who's built like a Greek god. Some guys, it's longer than that. And Patrick Mahomes is taking a lot of wear and tear on his body.
Yeah, I think they say 6 to 12 months, I think, is kind of the window. 6 months being extremely lucky.
Right. Because Adrian Peterson was the one that gets shocked everybody. But that guy's a freak, and he was. And then, you know, we joke around about Mahomes be the first guy to talk about his dad body. But the big picture, the Chiefs, they just inconsistent playmaking, always scoring in the teens of late. You know, the defense, you know, everybody, even Simmons looking old. Is this, and Kelsey's obviously, not obviously, but a lot of folks feel Kelsey's going to retire.
Yeah, he actually has had a better year than he did last year, but he's had a lot of big-time drops. I mean, how many times have we seen him just volleyball the ball up in the air? Dude, they won 12. I dooted you, by the way.
Dude,
they won,
don't dude me, dude.
They won 12 one-score games last year. And And this year, they just haven't won those one-score games. You know who else hasn't won one-score games? Us. We haven't won them either. And that's the difference. But it's I know that I saw somebody saying, well, you're gonna miss them in the playoffs this year because, you know, people like what? Okay, well, I'm fine with – I'm not a Patrick Mahomes hater, but I'm fine with watching someone else play in the playoffs for once in my life. Right. I'm fine with watching someone else go to the Super Bowl from the AFC.
Right.
You know, I'm fine with it. Maybe Josh Allen gets his time finally. Maybe Lamar – finally makes it in
there.
Well,
you know, the season is a marathon. Like, we were okay. It looked like we were getting things cooking, and we lose five games in a row. And that's, for me, we lost the season. You know, that's then when Arthur talks to Raheem and he evaluates at the end of the season, as he told Ian Rappaport, it leaked to the NFL Network. I mean, how did you lose those five in a row? Special teams, one possession games, coaching decisions, too many guys on the field, not enough guys on the field. And it was a 10-point loss. It felt like a one possession game against San Fran. Talked about the Colts game, letting them wriggle off the hook. You know, that's all part of it. But you're right. It comes down to making plays and executing, and the Chiefs just don't have that. They just don't look the part. Conversely, the Steelers haven't looked the part.
Yeah.
You know, the Buffalo Bills did not look the part against us. They go up to New England, and wow, New England's chirping, and they're up 21-0, and here we go. And then one guy's been there before, one guy's learning. Josh has been there, Drake is learning. And the Patriots just folded like a cheap suit. And how about the fan base, man? They're just like, oh my God! And then it just goes. But that's the kind of resiliency. Doesn't matter how you start. The Giants won two Super Bowls looking like absolute garbage in October, and then get hot at the right time.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's a marathon. You know, early in the season, you're still figuring things out. That's why finding a way to win those games, and you feel good. If you go like look at our schedule, the way we started 3-2, we felt good, and then it all came crumbling down again. That's part of it. Like that's the fact that you got to figure out how to win those games. The funny thing about the Patriots fans is they were like, no one wants to play the Patriots anymore after the first half. And in the second half, they're all like, well, no, we suck again. No, you don't. You just – look, that happens. But give Buffalo credit. They've won.
They found the gear. They found the gear when they had to. And the Patriots, they got the body blow. You could feel the momentum, and you saw it. And now Vrabel's the right guy for the job because he's been there and done that. And he'll rally the troops. And like we saw when Drake throws the pick against us, Vrabel's right there, like right in his face, you know, pumping him up. Vrabel's the right guy, but it's called a teaching moment for a young football team. You got punched in the mouth. You didn't respond.
Funny side of things in this when it comes to this matchup. We were in the barbershop on Saturday, and, you know, I won't tell you the location because I don't want nobody getting in trouble, but we talk gambling a little bit, right?
You're just right. Gambling talk in the barbershop? Shocking.
But anyway.
I don't believe you.
Carlton Buford, man.
None of that. No high school. But no, all jokes aside, they were like, I don't know about this Patriots Bills. And I'm just sitting there. I was like, dude, take the Bills. Freaking Josh Allen and Haley just announced that they're having a baby. Never go against that kind of stuff.
Right. Serious juju with the babies,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Like, I was like, just take them. Trust me. And sure enough, they win that game.
The Bills now, as we said, they still got to win. You know, they split with the Patriots. So now it's about conference division record, the different tiebreakers. They can still win the division. We'll see where that goes. Other big stories, the Packers. They get Micah Parsons in the trade. Now, Micah Parsons is shut down with an ACL. Think about Malik Nabers with an ACL. Daniel Jones with the Achilles. Is it a combination of field turf? Have we pushed the bodies as far as they can go? Younger guys, too, in their prime going down.
I don't know about field turf. I mean, they used to play on carpet with concrete underneath it, thin carpet that was not very good. How much is it, though?
That's before they knew how to do the knee surgeries they're doing
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Right. I wonder how much of it is. It's just like to me with the Tommy John thing in baseball. Yeah, why are pitchers every pitcher has seemingly two Tommy John surgeries? Well, one, they don't pitch. They just throw really hard. And also, they play year-round baseball from the time they're 6 to the time they're 45, essentially. Or, you know, 40, whatever, however old they end up playing. I just think a lot of it has to do with how much wear and tear guys put on their bodies. They pretty much, this calendar is year-round in the NFL. They start, they start OTAs in April, March, some of them. You got to think about all they do. They train harder than ever. It's a year-round thing. Remember, it used to be, Mike,
they get in shape at camp, right?
Yeah, you'd quit playing in the season, and you'd go change tires for the next 6 months or sell cars or whatever you were doing. Now they're training hardcore. Think about how much they train from the moment they quit or they're done playing the last season of college football through that draft process. They essentially don't have any time off because they're training their butts off. They're competing. They're doing combine. They're doing pro day stuff. They're trying to stay in shape. And then they go to rookie mini camp. You have 2-3 weeks, maybe a month off. You go right into training camp, and boom, you play a season, and you turn around, and you're back in March. The time off is so less.
Right. I do think the field turf doesn't help. I know, to Bo's point, they used to play on AstroTurf. Basically, it was your doormat at home on a thin layer of rubber over concrete for all those cookie-cutter stadiums like Riverfront and Three Rivers and the Vet. But now, the players' union's been on this. Of course, the ownership's too cheap. We'd have to do like one of those like cook-and-bake ovens like they've got in Phoenix where the grass rolls in and rolls out. That's not going to happen here in Atlanta. We'll get grass for the World Cup. But we all wish we're on the natural surface, but it just, you wonder if that doesn't help, but yeah, contribute. Yeah, it just doesn't give like grass.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of both of you guys, especially Bo, what you were talking about, with that training, if you really look at most of these star athletes, that type of calendar of never turning it off goes all the way back to like when they're like, for some of them, 14, 15 years old. So, and if you look at all athletes across all sports, you're seeing like the uptick in these injuries no matter what the sport is, and you're looking at athletes who have been kind of going hard year-round since, again, 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, your body is, I mean, I'm not saying that you were built like vehicles, but I mean, your vehicles wear out. Your body's going to wear out when it's that much constant wear and tear.
Mm. I mean, Brandon Ayuk, we talked about Daniel Jones. We talked about, you know, all these guys have had dish. Now, the Bucs, they've been dealing with injuries. That's what's so big for us to beat them. Then the Saints turn around, beat Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I know Carl had been having fun with Shuck. He's winning some games. I think he's got, what, he's 3-4 as a starter, I want to say?
Something like that, yeah. He's won 3 games as a starter, right? Yeah.
And he's getting, like, he's 26. He's got some, you know, he's a dude that bounced around college game. But, you know, like, it's easy for us to – I'll save the laugh when Carl gets back. But the Saints do find a way to, you know, give the Bucs help by beating out Carolina. Story of the weekend, show of hands if you were pulling for Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Old man Rivers. Why weren't you – what do you mean, hands down?
Because I took Seattle.
Oh, man, you just – you know, you talk about me being evil. You know, you're in a dark place right now. Who's rooting against Phillip Rivers? I was pulling for the guy. He's got the Catholic school he's coaching for down at Fairhope in Alabama. The kids are all watching on TV. He's got, you know, he looked a little chubby. Yeah, he looked like a 44-year-old dude who just rolled out to play football. Here's Phillip Rivers after coming up short, throwing the pick late. Unfortunately, a long, looked like game-winning field goal. Unfortunately, gets, I guess, upped by another game-winning field goal by Seattle.
Grateful. Running out for warm-ups and all that and out there for the anthem, and as the game just got going, I was just thankful, grateful that I was out there. And it was a blast. It was a blast, but obviously the emotions now are disappointment, right? Disappointment. This isn't about me. We got a team that is scrapping like crazy to try to stay alive and get in the postseason. So obviously we're all disappointed.
Yeah,
man, I found myself pulling for the guy. He also said in the extended interview, there's only one way the Colts are going to beat Seattle on the road, and that was a kind of a grinder game. You know, get him in a phone booth, keep it tight. And at the end, I don't know if it mattered, but they couldn't get the ball into that landing zone you needed, so they got the ball in the 35 on the touchback.
Oh, it matters.
Short the field, man.
It matters. It absolutely matters.
No timeouts.
Yeah, it matters because you're just 20-25-yard completion, you're in field goal range.
And that's exactly what they delivered. Dang, I was pulling for the guy. Colts, you feel like they're on life support now with their playoff chances after being the front runner and losing Daniel Jones. Hey, man, we got a couple of things happening this week. We're always on the road. And a reminder, if you're in your car on Saturday, you can always get ready for the big games. We'll have a reaction to Alabama-Oklahoma, and we'll be getting ready for the college football playoff that starts at noon, by the way. Saturday at 8, guys, college football game time. Brought to you by Window Nation, windownation.com, and by Alumni Hall. You can shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where their fans go to shop. Fricky, go forth. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman setting the stage for all the big matchups Saturday when you're in your car listening to 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. Trey's coming back, right? Right? Sooner than later? I ticked off and I triggered some Trey fans. Shocking. We'll explain next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, final segment today. Thanks to Bo Morgan, as we said, and everybody who filled in for Carl while he was on vacay. We had a fun conversation, which maybe not so fun for some Hawks fans this morning, on our pre-show, which you can air, and it airs, I should say, on Twitch and on YouTube, and it's called Behind the Curtain. And today, Day-Day and Oren and I and Bo Morgan, we were talking about the Hawks. The Hawks get the win, and it was a good win over the Sixers, and they go to now 15-12. Mike Conti came on earlier today. It's a good in-depth conversation on the Hawks. If you're looking for your Hawks content, you're going to rewind on the Odyssey app to 320. And we were talking about, right now they're in the play-in, but they're only two games behind the Boston Celtics. So if you look at everybody, there's a whole mishmash of teams, and it's a long way to go, that are just, you know, from the play-in to being secure at the four seed in the NBA East. Eastern Conference is certainly pretty good. We know that. But Trey comes back. What do we think? I mean, we tried to pin it down to Kuhn. Are we going to get it before Christmas?
Well, they said he was going to be reevaluated. I want to say about a week ago, in like 2 weeks. I want to say that was the last
thing
we saw.
2 weeks? You ever see the movie Money Pit?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 weeks.
But, I mean, you are talking about your all-star point guard. So, you know, you don't want to rush this situation because you need him. Second half of the season is when you definitely want to make sure that he's 100% healthy. Right. Hopefully, you know, maybe at that time we get a little more clarity on what's going on with Kristaps Porzingis. So I would say, yeah, in about another week or so, we should be hearing another update on what's going on with Trey.
Yeah, they did give an update Saturday.
Going to return to practice next week, this being next week, right?
Yeah, so he's expected to return to practice next week. Status will be updated as appropriate. I love the update that said they'll, like 2 weeks ago, the update, he's 8 days. The update on Trey Young is we'll update it in 2 weeks. And I was like, so you gave me an update to tell me there'll be an update. Okay, cool. Thanks, Salsa.
Right.
Anyways, but I had to just make fun. But the reality of the situation is you hope Trey comes back and you hope the ball doesn't stop. Because
that's it for
everybody. And Jalen Johnson, as Conti pointed out this earlier, probably won't be getting as many triple-doubles because he's been such a good guy for assists. But, Mike, don't you hope that you can just – Trey can kind of step in and you see that elite passer that he was early in his career, right?
Right. But that's where we're at. And we've said this a million times. You know, and it's funny because I had some guys say, you're just picking up on the national narrative. There's only one guy. No, Trey returns to a team with the best player he's ever played with. By any – John Collins couldn't do this. Not even close. And we all know DeJounte Murray was the stupidest idea. I mean, that was about one of the dumbest things that any organization's done in the NBA. Two ball-dominant point guards don't coexist. Carl and I said it from the jump. So now, You come to a team with N'Keal Alexander-Walker. He's averaging over 20. Jalen Johnson's on an all-star clip. Nice country. Another country I heard from, Luke Kennard, has been very inconsistent. We were sold on his shooting and finally got after it. You know, but I mean, when? And when does that kick in? I mean, he's got to be better. But the other piece is Okongwu has been 20, a double-double machine. You know, and Dyson Daniels went for 27 in the win over the Sixers. My beef is, and I'm defending Trey, so listen closely. Because what happened is, and I blame Knox, he took that piece of audio from today in video, and now it's got all these people, because I basically insinuated Trey doesn't have leverage like he thought he did with the team. If you come in here and it doesn't work in the half court, they're not going to give you another Supermax deal.
There's nothing false about that statement.
Anse Saleh would say, you know, I mean, it just, if it, now we got a nice sample size. It'll be hopefully from Christmas to the playoffs when he gets back. But unfortunately, all the things we thought we were going to have to work with, and I've given up all hope on Kristaps Porzingis, who apparently is dealing with whatever that heart condition thing is. It's the what is it? It's POTS. Yeah, and so that's it, that's what the acronym for, POTS. The syndrome where you get dizzy, blood flow issues, and so that's why he hasn't been out there. It's not load management. He's actually dealing with that thing again, apparently.
I don't think this is, but see, the problem is that, matter upset or not, I don't think you're wrong. I thought all along that the reason you didn't redo his contract over the offseason was you wanted to give him the tools to prove that, you know, with a better nucleus around him or whatever you want to say, that you could really make a run and that Trey was the guy. What has changed about that? What have we seen that we haven't seen anything from Trey? And he was out, he's been out since October 29th.
Played four games before. Now, guys, you understand, I said Trey just played in four games. It goes out of my mouth, into the microphone, up to the antenna, and then it comes out of the car. And guy goes, Trey's only played in four games. It's not how I said it. I'm just simply stating that Trey's only played four games. When he comes back, how does he mesh? Because when you look at the number on the contract, and Trey has an opt-out too, it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. The idea is they tried, the word around the campfire, guys, is they tried to move Trey last year and they couldn't get close to what they wanted. Okay? So whatever you think Trey's worth, the rest of the league doesn't think that. That's that. Two things can be true. We haven't seen Trey with this new look offense for four games. They may gel and it's perfect. And then you don't have those 5-minute droughts when nobody can score. Because one thing you know Trey will do with the teardrop, he can get to the line. Trey will always keep you in those games. You won't go 5 or 6 minutes without a score because Trey's going to at least get to the line.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's why I want to see, but I want to see how it meshes.
But I'm not sure that's. How's that breaking news to Hawks fans that the rest of the league doesn't see Trey the way we do? I mean, every year he snubbed at the All-Star game, seemingly, at the beginning, and then he has to either get basically be an injury replacement. Does that look at the Olympic team.
Right.
Like, they're telling you that. You're just not listening because you don't want to listen, because we don't like it. I'm fine with the fan base saying that, but you have to understand, and that's where we're at. So, do we sign Trey to this huge deal? If it doesn't work at the end of the rest, if he comes back, plays healthy, do you re-sign him? Or do you say, this isn't working, let's move on? It's funny, in other sports, we're fine with moving on. But with Trey, we're not suddenly?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it just, all I said is when he comes back, how do they mesh? And because if it doesn't, I just don't think you realize where this may go in the offseason. One good thing, if there's one silver lining to Porzingis's whatever this is going to be, we hope he gets back to being on the floor. There's an expiring contract. It's very attractive. So somebody will take that on and it will utilize that to play the cap. And that's something we can still maybe get something at the trade deadline. And as we said, if Trey comes in and hits the ground running, and another thing, Quinn Snyder, you've got to make this work. Okay, they gave you that 40, was it 40 million? Is it eight million for five, whatever it was. They gave you a contract. You're coming in. This is the best team you've ever had now with Trey on the floor. Figure it out. Make it work. And hopefully we don't have too many growing pains, to your point, where I don't want to see Jalen Johnson, some of that production will come down, but Trey's going to have that magic point guard, you know, sort of sense of, I take over now, this is when I facilitate, this is when I dominate.
Yeah, and I just think that we've got to stop being so sensitive with, you know,
forget
this whole thing.
It's too late.
We've already given, the funny thing is we've given up.
Guys in this town lock onto their guy. And they don't want to hear about it. And look, we all know that Trey is one of the greatest Hawks to ever dress out. But two things can also be true. He's injured. He's a defensive liability. He's an undersized point guard. And they've built the team around him to help him now. Now let's see how it works. And hopefully his three-point shot continues. I don't want to see this thing dip below 32%, Day-Day. That's something else.
Well, real quick. I saw people telling me why we need to trade Bijan Robinson and Drake London for the Falcons because we got to blow it up. Yet, they're like, well, we can't trade Trey, though. Why not? Bijan Robinson might be one of the greatest athletic talents that's ever stepped foot in the Falcons locker room, ever. I mean, Julio Jones is right there with him, don't get me wrong. But I just think you went so long, I won't trade to work out. You know how awesome it would be if the Hawks with Trey Young could make that run? Because it is frustrating how other people around the league talk about him.
And again, Trey, it's not Trey's fault that they brought DeJounte Murray. It was the stupidest thing the Hawks have ever done.
Well, Trey signed off on it, so maybe it's a little bit his fault.
Well, he signed off on it, then he didn't react like he was... Let's be honest.
So maybe it is Trey's fault. I don't know.
The coach flew out to Oklahoma. Trey signed off on it, and then they never coexisted in the half-court.
They didn't get along.
It didn't work. It was a dumb
idea. Just state your source.
I'm just saying, but Trey has also matured and grown up and has taken the mantle of leadership, and he's working with Risache and all the other things we've talked about wanting to see from him. So that has happened. Now we want to see this whole thing come to fruition, and then we can talk about the contract. But that's where all I said today was, you're coming onto a team. When he left, Jalen Johnson is one of the top players playing, like one of the top players in the league right now. Can he sustain it, and how do they coexist? Let's make it work. It's on you, Quinn Snyder. Figure it out. That's it.
Well, that's funny thing is Quinn Snyder has been able to figure this out other places. Look what he figured out with Mitchell, right? And, I mean, he figured that out. That guy was not – nobody
Donovan
expected
Mitchell
that to
and
be.
Rudy Gobert out there in Utah back in the day.
And it worked. And so can we do it here? Jalen Johnson is playing phenomenal. You've got Risache.
Congress playing great.
You've got a guy in Dyson Daniels who is one of the best defenders in the league. Okay, let's hope that he steps in. All I'm asking for, because I like Trey, I enjoy watching Trey. The best version is that Trey we saw in 21 or when he was a rookie and he was just dicing people up with his passes. Mm-hmm. Come in and keep the ball moving because right. I think the biggest thing for Trey, and Data, you tell me think about this. If I'm Quinn Snyder, I'm like, just know it's not all on you. Like, you have help now. You don't have to carry this all.
And just don't throw the thing from the hip up at half court.
Yeah.
Let's work for a better shot. I know you're capable. When in previous years, there's been reasons to do that because nobody, especially some of those play-in games, nobody else has come to the rescue. Everybody needs a superstar. Mm-hmm. Nobody does it by themselves. Jordan didn't do it by himself. Unless you're one of those some of the parts teams like Detroit years ago, right, way back when, with Larry Brown, you've got to have – he's needed this guy. He's never had this player in Jalen Johnson. Now he's got it. Now I expect it to work.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing in the past. We've seen a lot of Hawks teams where it appears where everyone just doesn't know what to do when the ball's in Trey's hands, so they just kind of stay stagnant.
Right.
And let him kind of, you know.
Then it becomes ISO Joe Johnson.
Right. And you guys know, I've mentioned this on the show before, it's kind of my, you know, old man get off my lawn moment, but I think Trey Young has a perfect opportunity now to be what a true point guard used to be.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? A facilitator.
Right. And at his size, he needs to be that guy.
Yeah.
You're right. So there you go. So hopefully that was a fair and balanced conversation about Trey that will still trigger people and they will be screaming at me on Twitter. There you go. Hey, great job today with Bo Morgan. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Dave Archer as we get ready for Arizona. An Arizona team that looks pretty bad. That tight end is really good, though. Man, I could use those points next week. I had a bye week in fantasy, but enough about me. But really good tight end. And not much else that's good for Arizona, and we're going out there.
Yeah, it's funny because now, who would have thought a month ago you'd see probably the two hottest tight ends in the NFL going toe-to-toe. One had 11 for 166 and three tutties. The other had 12 for, 130-something and two touchdowns.
Trey McBride we're talking about, and, of course, our guy who did something we haven't seen since Shannon Sharp 30 years ago, the 150 and three that Bo just mentioned. Now, if Drake can't play Zach, make them both work at the same time. That would be, I think, a mismatch for some defenses, right?
Yeah, well, I think for most people. But the balance of that is how you make that work. And Kyle is still in this offense the way it's set up. Is going to be asked to block. I need that effort there, too, because he's really been aggressive with the football.
Or just make him Tony Gonzalez and go draft another tight end.
The thing about Tony was, and Mike Johnson and I had this conversation, Tony Gonzalez was really good at getting in front of a guy and staying for long enough and then releasing him. But when Tony left, if Tony went somewhere, defenders went with him. And Tony made contested catches as good as anybody you've ever seen in the league. That's what Drake London does. That's why Drake London gets the ball so much when he's in there.
Oh. All right, man. Tomorrow, also, Connor Riley talking about the Dogs. Now the Dogs sit back and wait and see if it's going to be a matchup with Tulane. Not likely. Or a rematch with Ole Miss. And how exciting. I mean, exciting is one word for it. Ole Miss scored on all their possessions the first five to start the game.
Yeah.
And then Georgia clamped down. Their defense got much better as the season progressed. All right, let's get out of here and clear our throats. Hey, man, Dave Archer chats with Coach Ra after a big win over the Bucks. And, say it with me, Bo, Divine Diablo is the player guest. I need a Dr. Pepper and a Diablo sandwich. I'm in a hurry. Hey, man, clear your throat, brother.
You know, apparently when DJ Lagway, who's now transferring out of Florida, met with Sumrall, he questioned Lagway as a player. And the staff said, apparently, challenged the high-priced quarterback, pushing on his competitiveness and work ethic. If that's true, the reason why Lagway left, it's very disappointing because he seems like a great young man.
Mm. Hey, man, we got that news. I mentioned it earlier in Guy Talk. Sad news this morning. You saw it on your phone, on your news feed. You're like, Rob Reiner got murdered? And his son's now been arrested. Nick Reiner apparently had been arguing with his parents. It was seen at a Conan O'Brien Christmas party the day before. LA Times has that story. Look, guys, I said this earlier. It's not a soapbox. It's just you can enjoy a man's artwork and not give a crap how he feels politically. And that's why I feel about Rob Reiner. I loved his movies. Loved him as Meathead. A Few Good Men. I mean, you name it. Sleepless in Seattle. Spinal Tap. I mean, we just talked about how good he was making the cameo in Wolf of Wall Street. Rest in peace, Rob Reiner. Hey, man, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're going to enter the transfer portal.
Ah!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.